Praise God. Well, I can see Brother John was taller than me. Praise God. So nice to be with you tonight. And welcome those that have arrived today. I guess many of us did. And we're looking forward to two wonderful weeks of being in God's presence and fellowshipping together and leaving this place changed. Amen. That's our faith. So let's begin with prayer, and then we will sing Redeemed How I Love to Proclaim It. That's number 455 in your hymnal. Okay, so you can get ready. Praise God. But let's acknowledge His presence with us today. Thank Him for bringing us here safely and for all the things that He has in store for us. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we recognize Your presence among us. We thank You, Lord, that You live within our hearts and You're always with us. But You said that where two or three are gathered together in Your name, that You're there in a special way. And we acknowledge that You're right here with us, Lord. We pray that during our time of worship that You will draw specially near to us. We pray that You will manifest Yourself. Show us that You're here. Touch us in some way. Open our hearts and open our eyes to Yourself, Lord, tonight. We pray that You will prepare our hearts for what You have in store for us in the days ahead. We pray that You'll prepare the campers as they're getting ready to come up soon. We ask, Lord, that each one will be here by Your appointment and that their hearts will be ready to hear from God and to receive Your work. We thank You for each guest, Lord, that You brought together. We pray, Lord, Your blessing upon each one. Lord Jesus, we come looking to You tonight and in these days. And Lord, we pray that You'll bring us into a place where we can hear what You want to say to us and receive the ministry that You have ordained for each and every one of us, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Well, let's sing that song, 455.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Savior.
Sing that. Did you find the page, Dale? Okay, thank you. 448. Since Jesus came into my heart, I trust that every one of us has experienced a real change when Jesus came into your heart. And since he's come in, that we're not the same as we were before. And God continues to change us as we continue to draw near to him and get to know him better. I was thinking about that man that was possessed by the devils, and he was living in the tombs. And the Bible tells us that they couldn't control him. They tried to chain him. But when Jesus came, Jesus changed him. I like that, right? Man tried to chain him. They wanted to protect themselves from him. Jesus wanted to save him from himself and change him from the inside out. Brother Edwin used to tell that story, Brother Edwin Waldfogel, and he'd talk about how Jesus came into the area of the Gadarenes, and this man came out to meet him, full of the power of the enemy. One of my Bible school teachers told me that in the Greek, when it says that he came out to meet him, it's the same word that's used when two armies meet each other for battle. And Jesus cast the devil out of him, and they went into the pigs, and the pigs committed suicide. And now he was seated. The next time they saw him, he was seated at the feet of Jesus, fully clothed and in his right mind. Nobody could do that for him but Jesus. And then the Bible tells us, we assume, that he returned home to his family. And Brother Edwin used to tell how, as he was walking home now, the wife was out working in the garden. He was using his imagination, you know. And she saw her husband coming. And she remembered how abusive he was and how just frightening he was. And so she ran and gathered the kids and told them, quick, get under the beds, lock the doors, Dad's coming. But as he got closer, she saw there was something different about him. His walk was different. There was a brokenness. There was a humbleness. And then as she got closer, her fears began to melt away, and she looked into his eyes, and she could see that he was different. He was changed. It wasn't the same man that they had to drive out of the city and protect themselves from, but he was changed. And a new person. He called for the children, and they were hesitant to approach, but he just got down with them, and he embraced them. He wept over them. And they knew that he was a new daddy. And she had a new husband. And I can only imagine what God did with that man and his testimony in the community. Praise God. And that's been repeated over and over again as people have come to know the Savior. Sometimes I talk to people and they tell me how they lived before they knew Jesus. And I said, if you weren't a Christian, I think you were lying to me. Because there's no trace of that in you at all. I would never imagine that. You're so kind. You're so loving. You're so gentle and humble. And well, that's what Jesus does. The change is real. And it gets better and better. So, now we're going to sing that song. Tell me the page again, please. Okay. Thank you. 448.
What a wonderful change in my life has been done since Jesus came into my heart. I am light in my soul, for which long I have sought since Jesus came into my heart.
Couple of announcements. Tomorrow the meeting is here in the lodge at 10:15. Okay, we'll gather on Sunday to worship the Lord together. 10:15. I'd also like to say that one thing that's very special about our meetings at camp is participation. And you know, I've been in churches where you were never allowed to testify until they had a testimony meeting. And that Sunday night, you would come with your testimony, because that was your chance to say something to the glory of God. But in our pilgrim camp meetings, every meeting is a testimony meeting. And so I just want you to feel free and to look to the Lord and say, Lord, if there's something that I can contribute, something that I can say that will glorify you, that will encourage somebody. Put something on my heart. And then step up when the Lord leads you. Testimony should be brief. Sometimes people tell their life story, and they're very nice life stories, but it feels like a lifetime by the time they're done. And we certainly want to glorify Jesus, right? He's the center of attention. He's the one that we want to exalt in our testimony. And so I know that if your heart's in the right place, it's going to come out fine. Sometimes I've testified when I was younger especially, and then I got so embarrassed when I sat down because it didn't come out like anything I wanted. And then someone told me, well, you said what God wanted you to say. You know, it wasn't to glorify you, it was to glorify Him. Sometimes I testify and I'd start crying when I testify. And then I got embarrassed. And then I sat down and said, well, Lord, you know that I love you enough to get embarrassed for you if I have to. So, however it comes out, God will put His blessing upon it, and it will add to the meeting. Okay, so I just want to encourage you right at the start to yield yourself to God. Maybe someone will have something to say tonight. We'll see. Now, my family often tells me, you know, you encourage people to testify, and then you didn't give them a chance to do it at all. You kept talking, you kept singing, you kept preaching. So sometimes I say, okay, do we have a testimony? And then I wait. And I'm waiting, and I'm waiting. And no matter how long I wait, it was always 1 second too short, or whatever. I was just going to get up and testify, but then you got up. Well, I waited 5 minutes. I mean, okay. Now I got all that off my chest. I can sing that last verse. Okay, here we go. I shall go there to dwell. Why are you here? What are you expecting the Lord to do? And why has God put it upon your heart to serve Him at this time, in this place? Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Precious, precious Jesus. Oh, we love you. Amen. The longer I serve Him, the sweeter He grows. The more that I love Him, more love He bestows. Each day is like heaven, my heart overflows. The I am thine, O Lord, I have heard thy voice, and exalt my love to thee. But I long to rise in the arms of faith, and be closer drawn to thee. Draw me. Blessed Lord, to the cross where thou
for which you brought us together. Lord Jesus, you have put it upon our hearts to be a camp at this time. And Lord, we pray that you'll help us to recognize that we can be a blessing one to another, Lord. Yes. You have arranged this combination of people to fulfill your own purpose.
Yes.
And to show forth your glory, Lord. And so, Lord, we just open our hearts to you, Lord. We're ready, we're hungry, we're thirsty to experience more of Jesus, more of his word, more of his spirit working in our lives. Oh, Lord, we all want to come closer. We all need to come lower, Lord, to come into a larger place in God. Wherever we're at, Lord, we pray that every one of us will move closer these days. Draw us, Lord, we pray. Let the great drawing power of the Holy Ghost be upon these campgrounds. Lord, that in and out of meeting we'll sense Jesus is drawing our hearts out after him. And he is meeting us, oh God, far beyond our own expectation. Jesus, we know that that's the type of God you are. You do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or even think.
Yes, sir.
And so, Lord, fill our hearts with expectation as we've heard tonight. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Oh, praise God. Well, these testimonies have been such a blessing. We've let God use us tonight. Hallelujah.
Thank
you. Thank you, Lord. We're your channels, Lord. We're your instruments.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I love you so. I love you, Lord.
You know.